Allama Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated a very beautiful parable just for our understanding purposes, the effects of bad company. Listen to it carefully. It is mentioned that at a river bank, once there was a frog and a rat had come by. The rat and the frog, they had a conversation with each other. And the rat says that they became friends. So the rat says, if I want to meet with you, how do I meet with you? Because normally you stay in the water. And if I call out to you, perhaps you will not be able to hear me. So the frog said, okay, because of our friendship, let's take a thread and tie my leg with one part of the thread on one side and tie your leg with the other side. So anytime you want to meet, we can find our way towards each other. One day, a crow is searching for a meal and finds the rat, pounces on the rat, grabs it in its beak and flies away. Now because the frog, the thread is attached to his leg, the frog ends up also in the air being pulled by the crow as a meal for that crow and says that this is the punishment of friendship with a silly rat. This shows the company of bad people. They will pull you down with them. Allahu Akbar. If the friends are doing wicked things, evil things, and you are associated with them, people will label you with that as well. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman radiyallahu ta'ala an has mentioned, once I saw a dog was walking behind Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and I asked him, O Abu Yahya, this was his kunya, is it with you this dog, your companion, is he following you? So he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi replied, this dog is better than a bad company. Allahu Akbar. This dog is better than a bad companion. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So many ahadith have been narrated regarding the effects of bad company. Don't you remember the beautiful and famous hadith, the summary of which is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the example of a good and bad companion is like one who is selling musk, a person who is selling perfume, and the bad companion is like a blacksmith. From the good companion, either he will give you some of that perfume and fragrance for free, or you'll buy some for him, or just that environment that you are in with him, some of that fragrance will rub off onto you. And the bad company, if you go into the blacksmith's place, that soot and that smoke and the dirt will end up on your clothing. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has elaborated on this beautiful hadith, that how beautiful example the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, that even if you go towards the perfumer, the one who is selling fragrance, he won't give you dirt, he won't give you soot and smoke, and if you go to the blacksmith, he won't give you fragrance. Like this, in good company, you will expect good as well. You will end up becoming good. One of the brothers had mentioned that there was a youngster who started work in a place where there were many Muslim co-workers, and they were punctual with their salah. This youngster was not. Salah time would come, they would go and perform their salah. And one day this youngster, because he was not punctual, he didn't have that realization of the importance of salah, he wouldn't go. But one day he thought, all my other workers, my fellow employees, they are going to perform salah, and I'm sitting at work, rather I join them. And he ended up joining them for the salahs as well. This is good company. On the other hand, if you are one who is punctual with your salah, and you are with those who are not, or indulge in other sins, eventually it will rub off onto you. Just like it is mentioned, the person is known by their friends. When we look at a person's friends, we can realize what kind of a person this individual is. And if your friends, the so-called friends who are out there, if they take you towards bad and evil places, according to Islam, then people will label you as that as well. And we should guard our honor, guard our modesty and our respect as well. Shaykh Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that a person used to remain in the company of alcoholics, those who were drunkards. And when he was on his deathbed, somebody asked him and tried to persuade him to recite the kalima, Allahu Akbar, the article of faith, and reminded him, try to recite this. But he ended up saying that you drink and give me to drink as well. Ma'adullah Azza wa Jal. And like this, in this condition, without reciting the kalima, that person had died. Another person who was fond of entertainments and games and pleasures and so-called luxuries, and was involved heavily in just wasting his time in playing chess, not performing his salah, not doing all these good things. At the end of the day, when he was about to die, somebody encouraged him, recite the kalima, my dear brother. What did he say? He said, your king. And then he died. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a good death, a good shaheed death whilst we are fasting in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, and grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability in the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.